The Senate will please come to order. And the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. George. Gerard. Haas. Haas. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Bruce Starr will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our invocation today, the Reverend Tom Disrude from First Unitarian Church in Portland.
Please pray with me. Great Spirit, be with us in this place. Be with these leaders as they do the work of this state, of its people. May they know they are not alone in this work, but do so with the prayers and gratitude as they serve on behalf of the people. Call every citizen to the work of the common good. We live in times full of peril. We live in times full of possibility. Be with these leaders in their work. Help them to be mindful of those most vulnerable in these times, those who live on the margins. Bless the children and the weak and the poor. Call all these leaders to the work of unity for the good of all the people, not just a few. In their work, may justice be made manifest. Grant them wisdom. Grant them courage. Grant them compassion on this journey. Bless them in this work. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Tom Disrude, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. Thank you, Senator Bruce Starr, for leading the Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance. Honorary pages, Holly Chapman, Jordan Krupp, Kaylin Drumbetta. These are the honorary pages for Senator Chris Telfer. Chandler Karn, the honorary page for Senator Alan Bates. Ari Barker is the honorary page for Senator Doug Whitsitt. William James, the honorary page for Senator Betsy Johnson. Thank you, honorary pages. Appreciate your being here to help us with our duties in the State Senate today. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to each and every one of you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. We learn much from you, and we rely on you to get us through our Senate activities and duties throughout the day. Recognize Senator Bill Morissette under courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today's invocation, I think, was very appropriate for the group that we have visiting with us, many of whom are our most vulnerable citizens. I've met with a few people this morning, some of them in wheelchairs, some of them very elderly people. These are people from represented by the Area for the Aging organization, O4AD. I particularly want to welcome those from Linn County, from Cascades West, COG, and from Lane County. Both are in my district, the Lane Council of Governments, COG. The area of particular interest today is Project Independence, and many of them are serviced by Project Independence, which is a program that was started in the 80s. It's a program which does not receive federal funding. It's strictly a state-funded program and has been zeroed out in the governor's budget. And we do have some bills that would restore funding for Project Independence, and that's one of their main areas of interest. So please welcome the seniors who are in the Capitol today. Thank you.
Like Senator Elmar said, yes, I'd like to welcome all the seniors and those representing the aging and the OPI groups and association. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. I noticed they're throughout the gallery. They are seated, as well as some probably outside the chambers. Thank you for coming to your state capitol. This is your state capitol. And visiting us here today in the State Senate, it's an honor and privilege to have you here. And I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to each and every one of you. Thank you. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, colleagues, can you please extend courtesies to the PCC students we have here today? They represent the Cascade, Rock Creek, and Sylvania campuses, as well as the college's Southeast Center. PCC serves over 86,000 students. It's the largest institution of higher education in Oregon, with a student body larger than the seven Oregon University System schools combined. Please join me in recognizing these PCC students.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. All the PCC students are here. I noticed they're in the back gallery, as well as some that might not be there. The Portland Community College students in the state capitol today, your state capitol. We held a very successful public hearing at the PCC Cascade campus last week as we were going throughout the state holding public hearings on our budget. So thank you for coming today. I'd like to extend the courtesy to the Senate to each and every one of you. I hope you can stay with us throughout the day. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. And following up on your extending gratefulness to our pages here today, who are very vital to our service, I want to particularly point out my three pages, Holly Chapman and Jordan Kropp from Sisters Middle School, and Kaylin Drumbetta from Pilot Butte Middle School, noting that I also had a daughter that attended Pilot Butte Middle School. But I think particular congratulations to them, because I just traveled to Bend and back last night and this morning, and I congratulate them for forging through the snow that we were entertained with yesterday and this morning. So safe travels back home today, though.
Thank you. Further courtesies? Remonstrances? Message from the House.
Mr. President, I've just been asked to pass House Bill 2394, 2510, 2527, 2564, 2713, 2744, 3047, 3140, 3348, 3474, 5043, 5047, 2074, 2171, 2264, 2292, 2500, 2535, 2553, concurrent Senate amendments and repass House Bill 2261, and the Speaker has signed House Bill 2275.
In accordance with SR 8.551, Committee Report Summary Number 79 was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the status report and so ordered. Reports to special committees. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Bill Morissette. Is this necessary or not, Judy?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the consideration of Senate Bill 734 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Wednesday, May 6th calendar.
Senator Bill Morissette has moved that the consideration of Senate Bill 734 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Wednesday, May 6th calendar. To your motion.
Mr. President, timing is everything in this building, and the timing is just not right for this bill today. Yeah.
Any discussion? The question is on taking Senate Bill 734 from today's calendar and placing it on Wednesday's May 6th calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the consideration of SB 97 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, May 4th calendar.
Senator Devlin has moved the consideration of Senate Bill 970 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Monday, May 4th calendar. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will consider this on Monday. Monday is going to be the start of the long march out of this session, and so we're going to start walking down that road starting Monday.
Discussion? The question is on taking Senate Bill 970 from today's calendar and placing on Monday's May 4th calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. The motion is carried. Action on executive appointments that require Senate confirmation. Introduction to first reading of Senate measures.
SCR 15, Memoriam Sam Robert Haley, 1919-2009. Senate Bill 975, on the tax treatment and unemployment compensation and scrum effective date.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. The second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 70, related amounts received by State School Board of Department of Education. Senate Bill 72, relating to special education. Senate Bill 269, relating to location of utility facilities. Senate Bill 309, relating to evidence. Senate Bill 310, relating to DNA and claimant energy. Senate Bill 566, relating to urban growth, boundary management, metropolitan service districts. Senate Bill 580, relating to Columbia River Crossing Project. Senate Bill 664, relating to pilot project, temporary transfer of water rights. Senate Bill 731, relating to garnishment. Senate Bill 735, relating to Oregon Prescription Drug Program and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 825, relating to transportation. Senate Bill 850, relating to Health Services Commission. Senate Bill 915, relating to regulation of structures and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 916, relating to local government budgets.
These are passed to the calendar. Third reading of Senate measures without objection. I will carry over the remainder of the Senate third reading of Senate measures till Monday's calendar, May 6th. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 543, Land Management Administration, Public Utility Commission, declare emergency. House Bill 5047, Land Management Administration, Teacher Standards Practice Commission, declare emergency. House Bill 2074, related to Tax Revising and Conservation Commission. House Bill 2171, related to failure to report as a sex offender. House Bill 2264, related to civil actions for certain fraudulent conduct and corporate money. Symbol. House Bill 2292, Department of Corrections, declare emergency. House Bill 2394, related to service legal documents. House Bill 2500, related to public finance. House Bill 2110, 2510, related to veterans' preference, public employment. House Bill 2527, related to electronic information. House Bill 2535, related to donated medical items. House Bill 2553, related to motor vehicle accidents. House Bill 2564, related to motor vehicles. House Bill 2713, related to public safety officers. House Bill 2744, related to employee leave for family members of military, declare emergency. House Bill 3047, related to mass transit safety. House Bill 3140, related to unemployment insurance benefits. House Bill 3348, related to search warrants. House Bill 3474, related to guardsmen.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of the House measures. Third reading of House measures. Without objection, I will carry over the third reading of House measures till Monday's calendar, which is May 6th. Other business of the Senate, of course, the SR 8.403 committee. Correction. It's Monday, May 4th, not May 6th. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with the SR 8.403 committee referral list number 8101, was distributed to members April 30. The referrals were recorded in the Journal of the State's report and so ordered. Announcement, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats will not be caucusing today. We can plan on caucuses all next week, and as I think you'll indicate, there is a clear, we will probably be having evening sessions most of next week.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans in the Senate have increased government efficiency to the point where we do not need to caucus today. Thank you, Mr. President.
For the announcements, as indicated yesterday, the day before, we will go to evening sessions next week. We are going to have some evening sessions next week, so We don't know exactly the exact time they will begin or their number or the dates or days of the week, but we will have evening sessions next week. If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 on Monday, May 4th.